Okay, let's do this. Welcome along to the Still Parents podcast, supported by Global's Make Some Noise. It is Wednesday, the 9th of October, and it is day number one of Baby Loss Awareness Week 2024. I'm Dan, I'm here as always with Ryan and Matt from the Lily Mae Foundation. Greetings.
Greetings.
Hello, mate.
So thank you very much for having a listen to this, whether you've been part of our audience for a while or if you've just stumbled across us today. We have got plenty of resources and we'll share those for you in the description for this and also link you to the mini episodes that we did last year, because normally we stick out a long form episode with a guest that we get in, but because obviously this runs for a week, we're just joining you every single day, and we've got some past and future guests who will be joining us throughout the week. But for today and on the final day, which is the wave of lights, that is on Tuesday, it will just be us three. So, where do you stand on the idea of having a week to raise awareness? Because as we discussed last year, that's something that you live every single day. So who's it aimed at?
First of all, it's very important. I think it's important to keep raising the awareness, get the message out, allow people to understand the subject a little bit more. I think it's not just aimed at parents who've lost babies. I think it's aimed at people who know people who've lost a baby, to allow them to understand the pain and the heartache and all the other stuff that comes with it. What's the thing that you say about the stone, the ripple that...
Yeah, the ripple effect where you throw the... Well, if you were to drop a pebble in the middle of a lake, you get obviously the ripples that go out. Mm. So it affects so many other people other than the parents that are, you know, in that devastating moment. But also I think that the thing about the Baby Loss Awareness Week, it's obviously a very important week. For me, it's probably not as important as it was maybe 14, 15 years ago.
Yes.
But also where I think we maybe forget is that there are going to be people who are now experiencing their first Baby Loss Awareness Week because they've lost within the last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. And that for me shows the importance of a week like this, because it just goes to show that baby loss doesn't stop, baby loss doesn't discriminate, and there'll be obviously many, many new families, new parents who have experienced the loss of a baby in the last 12 months that are going to solely rely on the support of organisations such as ourselves and the support of friends, family and wider network to help them through this week.
It puts it into stark reality, doesn't it? The rawness when he's saying that, considering there'll be people listening who, when we did these episodes last year, hasn't happened yet.
And it wouldn't have even crossed their radar
exactly.
as well.
And that's the thing about it, the speed of it, right?
Yeah.
Speed of baby losses, we say all the time.
But also we say it about this year, when we do it next year, there's going to be people as well. There's people out there in the world that haven't gone through this shit yet.
Yeah.
But sadly, are going to go through it and are going to learn about this Baby Loss Awareness Week. It's nuts. It's actually quite weird when you think about it like that.
And also what I'd add to that is the difference in how losses occur. So some people sadly may be going through something at the moment that they're thinking about having to make a decision around a pregnancy. Or it could happen, you know, fairly similar to me and what happened to me and Ryan, in the speed of everything and how quickly everything all of a sudden turned. So that's the thing as well. There's a difference in every loss, but there's a difference in what parents are currently going through and are about to go through.
Yeah,
that word loss is the thing that ties it all in, really.
I think it's very well said, and it's 22 years in now. And like I've mentioned this before on recent episodes, I wasn't even aware that this week existed until I became friends with you guys and got immersed in the world that you live in every single day, and we started doing this. So
it's interesting.
That's the kind of irony there, because it's an awareness week I wasn't aware of until I met the people who don't need the awareness week because you live it.
I was also a bit of a dickhead 22 years ago. I have to add that in.
Is he still a bit of a dickhead?
I was going to say, just 22.
No, I'm just saying. Honestly, like, 20... you see?
Well, we're all dickheads. 20, I don't mind
22, 22 years ago, like...
How old were you, Matt?
Oh, fuck's sake, what are you doing for? 18.
Yeah. Tell us one bad thing you did when you were 18.
I can't. My parents might be listening.
And
probably not.
Yeah. 4 years old now.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm still scared of my mom.
What are they going to do? Ground you?
Yeah. I can't remember, mate, to be fair.
You can't remember.
Probably can.
Yeah. I was 20. Yeah. So what was I doing in 2002?
Japan World Cup.
Japan World Cup. I do remember watching that.
Yeah.
So when David Seaman got lobbed.
Lobbed by Ronaldinho. So,
I still can't say that sentence without being immature.
Yeah,
Seaman got lobbed.
Seaman got lobbed.
By Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
2002, that was the year I got married.
Wow.
Fuck off. So really?
Normally people say congrats. Not
no, congratulations, yeah. But like, really? Bloody hell.
That's what Lena says when I remind her.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We've been married 22 years. Fuck off. Baby Loss Awareness Week has a theme this year of self-care. What does that mean to you? And is it something that, I mean, you do it every day. It's something you do every day. It's part of your life anyway, isn't it?
I was going to come up with something so bad then about self-care. Yeah.
We had Rob loving semen.
We've already had our puerile section. go on.
No, I believe that. I think that it depends on, it can, not always, but it can depend on where you are in your journey of loss, because self-care at times at the start, I remember for me and Crystal, was very difficult. It was, you know, like just getting out of bed,
getting out of bed in the morning, you know, even doing your hair,
having a shower,
even having
your
teeth, having a shower, like, couldn't be arsed.
Honestly, like, and also then when you add for the ladies in our lives, for Crystal, I remember very clearly, obviously with her C-section, she was fighting physical stuff as well.
Yeah,
it's hard, right? It's hard. It looks different through the journey. I think anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's a really difficult thing to answer.
Yeah.
What is self-care?
Yeah.
Because like you said, Dan, you do it every day anyway. Yeah. If you look at self-care from a physical perspective, we get up, we have a shower, we do our teeth, we brush our hair, we eat.
Yeah.
Or you take, I know, going back to that time, I couldn't even be asked to get out of bed.
No.
I got out of bed because we obviously had Alfie that we had to look after at the same time. But in terms of what is self-care, I would imagine that self-care, certainly around this time of year, is making sure that if you are in a headspace where you are reliant upon something which can change your headspace to put you in a better place, whether that's, I don't know, whether you're a keen gamer, whether you're somebody who likes going for a run, or whether you're somebody that likes reading a book, or let's imagine you're somebody that's never read before, but you start taking up reading or something like that, or doing something which is completely different, which you enjoy. That is the element of self-care, I think, which is really important. But not only that, making sure that with the self-care, you're making sure that others are okay at the same time.
I was about to mention that. So for me, it's checking in on my friends and knowing if that is a good moment. Because, you know, sometimes, and we've mentioned this before, it's like, you know, you give off signals of, do they want to be approached right now?
Or do I leave them alone and stuff like that?
And what you said is, because you mentioned about gaming, and one of our guests later on this week it's Andy Horsley, isn't it, who's going to be joining us for one of these mini episodes. We're going to get him on for a... distraction, diversion, and the community behind online games, and we have not tackled that yet. I think it's going to be a brilliant chat.
It's really weird sometimes how these things work, but I've had quite a few new clients of late come in, and I've spoken to a lot of the stuff I've worked on with them, because again, I don't know what you guys think, but I think sometimes we build self-care and doing something to help us into this massive thing, like we have to go to the gym, or we have to exercise, or we have to get out and go for a walk, and I say, like, when you're in this headspace, right, especially right at the start, sometimes just having 10 minutes at the end of the day is fine, just to sit and it's like a decompression moment, right?
But
social media doesn't help with this, because I think on social media we can get in our own heads that we should be doing this to look after ourselves because it's good for us. But we say sometimes with our clients, especially at the start, existing's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
It, just existing and getting from 1 hour to the next is fine.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do it every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I was just about to say, nobody's saying you have to take a permanent paracetamol.
You know,
it's not like you're trying to
Yeah.
get rid of a headache or anything like that, because actually it's good to be able, we talk to our clients a lot about the pendulum of grief, and it's really important that even though you've got your one side, imagine a grandfather club, got your one side, which is all your sort of grief, your hurt, the anxieties, everything that's surrounding the pain of losing your baby. And then you've got your other side, which is your getting on with the daily routines, you know, having to get out of bed, pay the bills, go shopping, things like that. The healthy way is that you swing between each one. So we don't want to take that daily paracetamol or that daily aspirin, if you like, that completely numbs off the one side, because that's not good. You need to be swinging between each one. So the self-care has been...
I love that analogy.
He's been, he's been aware of the fact that, yes, you are going to have times where that grief is going to be, intense. But actually, that's normal. You need to have those intense moments of grief, and they'll pass. They pass eventually.
If you'd like to reach out to either Ryan or Matt, we'll stick the details in the description with the Lily Mae Foundation as well and what they do, if this is the first time that you have heard us, wherever you are across the world. I'm going to end this episode with a slightly different version of how we ended last year's first episode, because we're not shitting over other awareness days, but the theme, there's quite a lot, isn't there?
Oh, God, yeah, there's a lot.
Some of them are absolutely vital and very important, and we discussed those. The link's in the description to that from last year, and we went over some of the other awareness days that are happening at the very same time as Baby Loss Awareness Week, but we didn't go through all of them, and I've got a few which actually are happening right now or last week or in the next few days, mixed in with some that aren't real.
Oh, go on. Yeah, okay. So, what, like National Plastic Bag Day or something
so
like that?
It's a, National
Save a Pigeon Day or something like that.
So it's a mini true or false. All right, I've got prizes.
National Save a Pigeon Day.
yeah. So I've got prizes.
What you got, Dan?
I've got some chicken nuggets.
Yes. Yeah, there we go.
They are cold, but if you get it right...
Nothing wrong with a cold chicken nugget.
Have a nugget.
Yeah. Right.
So there we go.
All right.
Who'd like to go first?
Yeah,
Ryan?
Me. I'm hungry. I've had nothing to eat today.
Okay. International Denim Day.
I reckon that's true.
Ding! It's a correct answer.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not sure why we need to be... my question is there anyone listening to this podcast right now who's gone, there's a thing called denim? I was not aware of this.
Probably my dad.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense, does it? Okay.
Them chicken nuggets are lovely.
Yeah. Matthew.
Hello.
World Porridge Awareness Day.
No.
Can't have a nugget. I've seen him staring at the nuggets as well.
I did think porridge was quite popular, but I thought, come on. Ridiculous.
It's on the 10th of October, which is tomorrow.
Happy Porridge Day tomorrow.
Ryan.
Yeah.
National Egg Awareness Day.
I'd say it's true.
Have a nugget.
Yeah!
Yeah. How's an Egg Awareness Day?
I'm good at this game.
Yeah.
Matthew, are you ready for yours?
Yeah.
True or false? Is this a real or a made-up awareness day? National Clean Your Ears Week. When was the last time you cleaned your ears?
See, I want to say yes, because it should be done as self-care. Really?
Yeah.
I really want a nugget.
Nuggets are lovely as well.
Yeah.
You think it's a real day?
You said a week, right?
Week, sorry. National Clean Ears Week.
No, not a week.
Unfortunately, I have to accept your first answer, which was...
No, I said no.
Correct, have a nugget. It doesn't exist.
Thanks.
Yeah, well done. Ryan.
Yes.
World Skeptics Day.
World Skeptics Day.
So this is a day to be aware of skeptics. I don't know what the point is.
Do you know, it's that bananas. I've got to say that's true.
It's a bit skeptical of you. It is true.
Yay!
Ryan's
that's got a hat trick.
Yeah. I'm going to be a chicken by the time I walk out of here.
International Speak to a Stranger Day, Matthew.
I would say yes.
False.
Oh, bollocks. Now.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan. I think you're the clear winner of that game.
Well done, Ryan.
We will be back throughout the week with our mini episodes for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2024. And we've put all the links that you need in the description for this, including links to last year's episode. This is supported by Global's Make Some Noise for day one on Wednesday, the 9th of October. We will be back tomorrow. See you later, gents.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.